Just 6 minutes after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a Missouri politician sought to capitalize. Eric Schmidt, Missouri's attorney general, posted a picture of himself enacting the state's near total ban on abortion. So why the rush? Well, Eric Schmidt is running for Senate in a crowded field, and the primary is 1 month away. And in the last few years, Missouri has been at a leading edge of conservative politics in this country, but it wasn't always this way. Let's talk now to Stephen Kraske. He has followed politics for decades in Missouri and is the host of Up to Date on KCUR. Stephen, hello.
Nice to be with you, Scott.
So Missouri is represented by two Republicans in the Senate. The GOP dominates its House delegation and the State House. It has a Republican governor, and Donald Trump won it handily in 2016 and 2020. Now, I don't know what the brightest color of red in the crayon box is, but it seems like that's where we are. Once upon a time, though, Missouri was a swing state.
It was, yes, very much a swing state and maybe the best presidential bellwether state in the entire country, Scott. However the country went, that's exactly how Missouri went. But that changed about 20 years ago when the state legislature ended decades of Democratic dominance and swung over to the Republicans. It was a striking change on one level, but on another, maybe not so much. Even when Democrats ran Missouri, it was a state that was a very conservative brand of Democratic politics. I mean, the joke in the press corps always was, name a program, Missouri ranked 48th, 49th in funding that program. It was very conservative when it came to spending money, not so liberal when it came to social issues. And so when the shift came 20 years ago, it was dramatic on one, in one sense, but maybe not so much in another.
And tell me just a little bit about this shift. Did it reflect changing politics, demographics in the state among the voters, or redistricting and an effective political ground game by the Republicans?
Well, I think it was all of that. I think the Democrats hung too hard for a long time on abortion and gun issues that simply began not to play all that well with so many Missourians. Former Governor Mel Carnahan died in a tragic plane accident in 2000, was a staunch pro-choice on abortion, and was for restrictions on gun rights. And that sort of stance began to wear a lot on some Republican voters as those issues rose to prominence after the turn of the century, and things simply began to flip.
You mentioned the state's abortion law. What other conservative priorities have solid support or are now in the legislative hopper in Missouri?
We're seeing new restrictions on voting rights in the state, loose gun laws that has led to lots of angst in the state's two big cities of St. Louis and Kansas City. The split between the big cities and the rest of the state plays out probably most prominently when it comes to gun politics.
And all this is a backdrop for this Senate race in Missouri. Donald Trump has yet to endorse any candidate ahead of the primary. Several Republicans running. Let's talk about a couple, starting with Eric Greitens. My goodness, we could talk for an hour, I think.
We could.
But what should Americans far away know about him and his politics?
Well, he's such a controversial candidate right now. People may remember that he resigned in disgrace over a sex scandal going back to 2018. His ex-wife has made very dramatic claims of abuse, not only of herself, but of her children. Eric Greitens discounting those claims, saying they're fabricated, you know, not true. And so that's put this aura of intense controversy around Eric Greitens. But he remains probably the best known of all the candidates, which may begin to explain why he's led in so many polls. He has several of Donald Trump's former aides with him, has tried hard to win an endorsement from the former president. That hasn't come yet.
Right. And he has posted this controversial ad of him with a military arm in search of rhinos, Republicans in name only, which, you know, sparked a big debate over how appropriate this was. Who is running against Greitens?
Well, you have several members of Congress. You have Vicky Hartzler. She is a very prominent challenger. Attorney General Eric Schmidt, another congressman, Billy Long from Southwest Missouri. And this is what happens when an opening like a U.S. Senate seat comes up, which doesn't happen very often. Lots of people jump into those primaries trying to win this nomination on August 2nd.
Longer term, will Missouri stay solidly red?
I don't think there's any question about that here, Scott. The change seems to have a feel of permanence around it. The percentage of the state that is white has remained pretty steady, unlike other states. Population in the two big cities has fallen as a percentage of the entire state. So those kinds of demographic statistics really begin to speak to long-term dominance by the Republican Party in the state of Missouri.
That's Stephen Kraske of KCUR joining us from Kansas City. Stephen, thank you.
Scott, glad to be with you.